the segment started with Irving. Irving's in Berkeley. What's up, Irv? How you doing?
Hi, I was calling. I just wanted to, you know, everybody keeps saying that the Rams are so far ahead of the 49ers in Seattle. But the 49ers beat those two teams last year, and then we know what happened later on in the season. So what's the big difference from last year's team to this year's team that where the 49ers couldn't compete with them?
Well,
lost all pros. We lost all pros and pro bowlers, and we beat those guys with the same players that they had when we were healthy.
I got you. Yeah. No, appreciate the call.
And I got to be careful. I was just going to jump in and tell Irv why I'm so, or you can sense the trepidation about the Seattle matchup with the Niners, is the two meetings they had with everything on the line. One was to go home in the offs. We saw that played out. That's still weird to see a kind of Kyle Shanahan offense dominated like Seattle did in the playoffs. And then they did the same thing just a couple weeks before at home for the number one seed. But to Irv's point, yeah, you didn't have Kittle. You didn't have Mike Evans. You didn't have Stribling. So maybe I need to slow my Jets, Evan, and watch it play out their first game against Seattle. But on the flip side of that, we out the chute, you get the Rams with their new toys in the secondary and D-line.
But if there's anything we learned last year, and I'm not trying to downplay week one, it's going to be big, and if the Niners win or lose, we'll obviously have our reactions to it. But again, I bring up week one of last year because the 49ers went into Seattle and beat what ended up becoming the Super Bowl champions.
But you understand
that was a different Seattle team. And I understand why people are like, well, that was week one.
Right. But the Rams are going to be good, whatever they are, week one in Melbourne, and they're going to be good at the end. You know, that's how talented they are.
Well, we don't know they're going to be good at the end. Maybe Myles Garrett gets hurt the way that Nick Bosa did. Maybe Trent McDuffie goes down the way that Fred Warner did. Maybe Matthew Stafford misses some games the way that Brock Purdy did.
Well, to that point, and this is hashtag random, guys, I'm telling you, we all laughed at McVay and that drafting of Ty Simpson when they did it, why they did it. And I'm starting to think what they got, and they got a lot at their disposal offensively and defensively. Ty Simpson, I see what Brock Purdy is with the Jedi Master Kyle. We saw what Jimmy was. I'm just saying, I thought the Rams season was over if Stafford went down. I know it's preseason, but I'm just talking about who Ty Simpson is as a quarterback with the tutelage of McVay. I'm like, the Rams, Evan, might have action if something were to happen to Stafford with Ty. I said it.
Do you think that Sean McVay is talking about Ty Simpson the same way that Kyle Shanahan's talking about DeJuan Stribling?
I'll give you that, no doubt. But they saw something to draft.
No, I think he's being more complimentary.
Dude, but they're different guys.
Even though McVay didn't seem very excited about the pick.
I'm just telling you, I like Ty.
Like, in a way, it makes more sense to me why McVay wouldn't be juiced about Simpson lighting up preseason football, because he seemed kind of pissed that they took him in the first place. Meanwhile,
you're saying that he wasn't on board.
Well, meanwhile, Kyle Shanahan, who has, you know, essentially control of the roster and is a large factor in who the Niners draft, is not that excited about DeJuan Stribling.
But see, now you're moving me toward the other side. We got to be careful, E. He drafted him. That supersedes any verbal compliment he could give him or not give him. The bottom line is they saw his skill set and said you could fit in. And with the injury to Pearsall, now he's going to get more of the pie. And hopefully he can answer the bell. But I guess at the end of the day, E, I'm like, Kyle's just tough love on a rookie. I ain't going to kid, you know.
Well, no,
I
think you're right that the biggest compliment is the draft selection.
No doubt.
But that's why it stands out to me, because Sean McVay was in the war room wondering, it felt like he was wondering why we took a quarterback. You only get so many first-round picks. You just traded most of them away for McDuffie and Garrett. It's not like you're going to get a crack to get a dude in the first round for some time.
Yeah.
And you took it on a position, spent it on a position that is not a need right now.
No.
But back to the Australia game, like, let me ask you this.
I can't wait.
Well, you're going to have to, about 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Would it shock you if the Niners beat the Rams week one?
It would not. But now, Evan, I got to ask you, is Bosa playing?
No.
Then it would shock me because I feel like the Rams are going to be able to do – remember, they were up 21-0 that second game of the series last year here at, you know, at Levi's, 21-7, something to that degree. It got 21-0 early. But now I just feel like they're enhanced on both sides of the ball. And if you're telling me Bosa's not there and we're expecting Raheem Morris and that new defense out the chute to be able to keep up with that Ram offense, I could be totally wrong. I'm just sharing, giving you my answer. You asked me a question. So if there's no Bosa, hell yes, I would be shocked, Evan. You got to make it dirty and muddy on Stafford, and you got to get happy feet. But if you get no pressure on him, man.
Well, I'm looking at Thursday night, week 5, 2025. Luke Gifford, Alfred Collins, Sam Okwuonu, Jordan Elliott, Khalil Davis, and Yetur Gross-Matos. Those are the guys getting after the quarterback last year when they beat the Rams. So
Rams almost scored 40 points, but I got you.
Oh, you're talking about the second beat.
Yeah.
I'm talking about when the Niners beat them.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about when they beat them 26-23 in overtime. Right. That's my point is I think if the Niners are going to get the Rams, it would have to be early in the year. That's just the way that I'm looking at things.
But how's this O-line going to hold up? Now I'm going on the other side of the ball. Myles Garrett, you got studs. You know, in the secondary now, and the Rams were already a good team, a couple plays away from a Super Bowl. So, hey, I'll throw it back at you. Your question, would you be shocked if they beat them?
No, I wouldn't.
And is because when it is, you're more likely to say anything could happen because it's week one?
Yeah, I think because it's early, the Niners have as good of a shot as any. Mm. They're going to be, you know, most of the guys will be as healthy as they'll be all year because you're going into the season fresh.
Interesting.
I know they can get more guys back, particularly Nick Bosa and maybe George Kittle throughout the year. But it wasn't as if the Rams didn't have a quality pass rush last year. They didn't have any player as individually great as Myles Garrett. But the player they traded, Jarrett Verse, damn good player.
Yes, he is.
Byron Young is still there. He gets after the quarterback. Kobe Turner. And Braden Fisk is also a quality edge rusher for that. Like they had a pretty good defensive line. They got better.
They got a lot better.
But in that game, they only gave up one sack. The Niners did.
Yeah.
So clearly, they're going to... I think the Niners can go win that football game. And I think that this idea of if the Niners are healthy, how long are we going to play that game for? Because I still think that even if Nick Bosa doesn't play, they can win that football game. They can beat Los Angeles.
Wow, E. I don't see it. And I hear what you're saying, and I'm sitting here whispering sweet nothings about what they did last year with all those injuries and without Bosa. But, man, I just think of the rivalry that is. I don't care. I don't even need to hear from McVay and Kyle, and I know they're cool. But the bottom line is there's so many similarities. But this is a division game. You want to get off to a good start. And I know it's only one game, and I'm not saying the loser's out the playoffs by any stretch. But if you tell me, do I think right now the best team in the NFL is the Los Angeles Rams, and I'm being real and fair, I think they're better than Seattle with the additions that they made. I just can't unsee it. So, Evan, I can't wait for Thursday. I'll have my popcorn if they can pull this off. But I just don't feel like on the Rams side of the ball, and I haven't watched much of their preseason or know their injury situation, but I don't feel like, to Steve Weiss's point from the NFL Network that joined us, at 11 o'clock, I don't feel like we're saying if Myles Garrett is going to play, if Stafford's going to play. It's like that's assumed. But here we got three or four questions on good players that I think would have an impact on the game if they were to play, and you miss that impact if they don't.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. So that's interesting because what I took from Steve Weiss was he was more worried about the depth behind the big boys. You know, I think he...
And I get that.
From what I interpreted, he was saying that the star power of the Niners is as equal or close to the star power of the Rams. But behind those guys, the Niners are not in the class of Los Angeles or Seattle.
No doubt. But even if we just stay at the star power for a minute and talk about the receiving core... And again, your boy over here, and it sounds like you are too. I'm excited about Stripling. I love me some Mike Evans, but I'm looking at that receiver core of the Rams, and that's hell on a secondary.
Well, yeah, because you got Puka Nacua, who's arguably the best guy on the field.
Okay, there.
He might be one of the best receivers. He might be the best receiver in the NFL.
Man.
I know he wasn't last year, but... And it doesn't look like he's going anywhere, by the way.
He talked about his diet. He eats in and out. He just eats what he wants. You called him Ocho Cinco because Chad said, that's why y'all getting hurt. You eat all the, you know, all the drinks and all that rabbit food with the salad. I eat what I want.
Well, okay, so real quickly, because there's a lot of dietitians, you know, TikTok, Instagram, food experts.
Okay.
Why is Chad Ochocinco's strategy of eating crap so that his body has to adjust to it any less valid?
I love the thought.
I'm just saying, like, if flax seeds are going to make you smarter, then why can't McDonald's?
Yeah, I got you. And then you always an internal hear the body needs carbs so it can burn. It can be bad carbs, but I mean that dude's body was a temple. Ochocinco.
Yeah, I don't know.
And he didn't get hurt like these guys are getting hurt now.
And there's probably a lot of licensed people who actually know what they're talking about. They're saying, you're an absolute idiot, Evan.
I know you don't partake. I haven't seen you. But if I say it, rank your number one hamburger chain or joint, who's number one on your list? It's Wendy's for me.
Oh,
the double baconator at Wendy's is the best. In-N-Out, I've had a habit. I've done it all. From here to Texas, where Wendy's patties are the best hamburger going.
They're in squares.
Yeah.
It kind of throws me off a little bit.
Baconator.
So this is a tough question because I am of the belief that when it comes to fast food chains, the West Coast, they just don't have it. The best burger in the country belongs to Culver's.
Where is that?
It's a Midwest chain. When I lived in North Dakota and Minnesota, Culver's stands above the rest.
Right.
All must answer to Culver's. Have a burger, come back to me.
People say Wendy's kangaroo meat. Stop it. It's the best patty going.
That's pretty
Kenny,
good.
Kenny, real quick, your number one burger place?
I mean,
ain't In-N-Out no more for me.
No, In-N-Out's fine. I like the Habit. If we're gonna, In-N-Out's the McDonald's of California, Habit is the Burger King.
Give me
like
some grilled onions on a nice Habit burger, but Wendy's. Oh my God!
You're about to unlock Pandora's box. Let's go to the East Bay, San Francisco. We'll stay in San Francisco and talk to East Bay Jay. What's up, Jay?
Jay,
how you doing? East Bay Jay.
I'm well, man. Hey, good. This is the guy that seen you on that street on First.
Oh yeah, where you heard the brakes. Hey, look, I had no side mirror, so I was just listening to Snoop Dogg trying to stay focused, so I didn't get pulled over. If I would have heard you, I would have stopped and hollered at you, baby.
Hey, dap me up next time I see you, baby.
All day.
Hey. So you was talking. I remember when this Jed thing came out. You was talking about, oh, you know, it may even be good cred amongst the people. Like, oh man, he's getting a piece. You know what I'm saying? But does this feel the same when he's going for a guy?
Yeah. And we had a caller call in and say his son was called in from school. Remember that? Said Jed's one of us.
Oh
yeah,
well, yeah. Careful. Yeah. All right. Well. Didn't really appreciate
that
material.
Don't call us, we'll call you.
Yeah. Just.
And that had to be the guy I saw.
Well, you made
it. He sent me something on Instagram. It was like, I called your name five times. You were listening that the homies can't have none. I'm like, hey, whoa.
Oh, I thought he said that he couldn't hear you over the breaks.
Oh, no. Breaks are fine. But I had the music.
I know there was a day one day where you came to pick me up and it was like, the caddy's coming. Sorry.
Your last ride. It's over. That's it. You can walk to the ship. Wow.
No, actually.
You wanted to get that out there.
No,
I'll say it enough.
It isn't the Cadillac. It's whoever you're on the phone with this morning is what's bugging me. Early, what's bugging you on a Wednesday?
I need new car insurance company.
Whoever you were talking to is pissing me off because
it
took you about 38 minutes just to get on the phone.
That was Susan. That was a version of Susan.
Well, it's a different Susan.
I can't hear you. Will you say it again? I can't hear you.
I talked to Susan. Susan doesn't exist.
Guru was explaining. I'll never forget your birthday now, by the way. You said it 17 times because you were. They asked you, all right, what's your date of birth? And you're like,
Malcolm X. Yeah.
And you said it, and the response from the AI machine was, we can't understand you. And finally, Goo goes, umpteen day, 19-8. You know, I'm like, oh, my God, yeah. Man, I got to get out of here. It's about time for the show.
Man, I need new insurance.
Thank you, 707. The Culver's Butterburger, absolutely fire. Thank you. Someone who's experienced part of this country.
We wanted more of a popular opinion. You know, one we'd be out here on the West Coast, we'd have experience.
Well, if you lived in Minneapolis, you would know that Culver's is absolutely the bomb.
Your burger, real quick.
Fine. What do you want to go to?
Your burger spot in the city.
In the city?
Yeah. Like, where do you go? Like, ooh, let's go get a burger.
How about we take a call and I'll come back to it? Maybe even get to it on the other side because we got to hit a break in a few minutes. But I want to make sure we get to Frankie Eyelashes in San Rafael. What's up, Frank?
Frankie Eyelashes.
What's happening?
I'm okay. I'm doing good until I heard you saying that the Seattle Seahawks and the Rams are better than the Niners. That kind of blew me away.
Oh, boy.
I don't agree with the Rams in Seattle being better than the 49ers. The 49ers loaded up on Nate Hobbs, Mike Evans. They loaded up on a bunch of players. They're going to be a scoring frenzy. And this is the year, everyone. This is the year they get that ring.
Wow.
They get that ring. Absolutely. Let me tell you something. I don't hate McKay because he traded one of my dear friends' son to Detroit. You know who that is, Jared Goff. I dislike his arrogance, and I don't like, what's that quarterback's name? I don't even know. Stafford,
yeah.
He watched the lady. Yeah, he's a piece of he's a pile. He watched the lady reporter fall off the.
We give him the day.
I know he texted. What is going on with these calls?
Himself, man, honestly. He started something, man. That was cap related, but man.
This is like 2016 energy coming back all over again.
He said the scoring is going to be the frenzy, man.